In Northwest news from KPLU, many marijuana users might not be aware of a hidden risk in some pot products, potentially toxic pesticides. King County's Board of Health was briefed on the issue at its monthly meeting. Let's hear more from KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
One of the promises of legalized marijuana is regulations that make the product safer. But regulating pesticides on pot is tricky. First, because of the federal ban on marijuana, research is lacking and too little is known about the health effects when pesticides are burned and inhaled. Washington's Liquor and Cannabis Board opted to approve a list of those that can be used on foods without limits, but recent testing has repeatedly found banned pesticides showing up on legal pot. And the LCB's lack of enforcement is causing concerns. Dr. Jeff Duchin is with Seattle King County Public Health.
What you're hearing are concerns about gaps in that system, the pace that LCB is moving forward with implementing some of these rules, and the desire for no approval of pesticides at all.
He says growers are supposed to divulge what they're using. He suggests consumers ask for that information. Meanwhile, King County Council member Gene Cole Wells is working on an ordinance to step up enforcement. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.